The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. The animals of the world exist for their own reasons. They were not made for humans any more than black people were made for white, or women created for men. How you guys doing today? This episode of Coffee and Pages, I'll be talking about Miss Alice Walker. So here we go. Alice Walker is an American novelist, short story writer, poet, and social activist. In 1982, she published the novel The Color Purple, for which she won the National Book Award for hardcover fiction and the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. She also wrote the novels Meridian and The Third Life of Grand Copeland. An avowed feminist, Walker coined the term womanist to mean a black feminist or feminist of color. This was back in 1983. Walker wrote the poems of her first book of poetry, titled Once, while she was a student in East Africa and during her senior year of Sir Lawrence College. Walker would slip her poetry under the office door of her professor and mentor. When she was a student at Sir Lawrence, her mentor, then showed the poems to her agent. Once was published 4 years later by Harcourt Bras Janovich. Following graduation, Walker briefly worked for the New York City Department of Welfare before returning to South. She took a job working for the Legal Defense Fund of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in Jackson, Mississippi. Walker also worked as a consultant in Black history to the Friends of the Children of Mississippi Head Start Program. She later returned to writing as writer in residence at Jackson State University. That was from 1968 through 1969. And Tougaloo College from 1970-1971. In addition to work at Tougaloo College, Walker published her first novel, The Third Life of Grand Copeland, back in 1970. The novel explores the life of Grand Copeland, an abusive, irresponsible sharecropper, husband, and father. In the fall of 1972, Walker taught a course in Black women's rights at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. In 1973, before becoming editor of Miss Magazine, Walker and scholar Charlotte D. Hunt discovered an unmarked grave that believed to be that of Zora Neale Hurston in Fort Pierce, Florida, who we talked about yesterday. Walker had it marked with a grave marker stating, Zora Neale Hurston, a genius of the South, novelist, folklorist, anthropologist, 1901 through 1960. The line, A Genius of the South, is from Jean Toomer's poem, Georgia Dusk, which appears in his book, Kane. Hurston was actually born in 1901. Walker's 1975 article, In Search of Zora Neale Hurston, published in Miss Magazine, it helped revive interest in the work of this African-American writer and anthropologist. In 1976, Walker's second novel, Meridian, was published. Meridian is a novel about activist workers in the South during the Civil Rights Movement, with events that closely parallel some of Walker's own experiences. Back in 1982, she published what was become her best known work, The Color Purple. The novel follows a young, troubled Black woman fighting her way through not just racist white culture, but Black culture as well. The book became a bestseller and was adapted into a critically acclaimed 1985 film directed by Steven Spielberg, featuring Oprah Winfrey, Whoopi Goldberg, as well as the 2005 Broadway musical, totaling 910 performances. We all know about The Color Purple, right? Walker has written several other novels, including The Temple of My Familiar and Possessing the Secret of Joy, which features several characters and descendants of characters from The Color Purple. She has published a number of collections of short stories, poetry, and other writing. Her work is focused on the struggles of Black people, particularly women, in their lives in a racist, sexist, and violent society. In 2000, Walker released a collection of short fiction based on her life called The Way Forward is with a Broken Heart, exploring love and race relations. In this book, Walker detailed her interracial relationship with Melvin Lilienthal, a civil rights attorney who was also working in Mississippi. The couple married on March 17, 1967 in New York City. Since interracial marriage was then illegal in the South, and divorced in 1976. They had a daughter named Rebecca, together in 1969. Rebecca Walker, Alice Walker's only child, is an American novelist, editor, artist, and activist. The Third Wave Foundation and Activist Fund was co-founded by Rebecca and Shannon Liz Reardon. Her godmother was Alice Walker's mentor and co-founder of Miss Magazine, Gloria Steinem. Yeah, so there we go. There we go, man. That's the life of Alice Walker, which I believe is still alive, if I'm not mistaken. I have to do some double checking. Yeah, but I believe that Miss Walker was still living here with us. So thank you again for everything you've done. We all love The Color Purple. I think my favorite scene of The Color Purple was when, so my nickname was DJ. So there's a part where they're singing, DJ, oh yeah. That's my favorite part ever, The Color Purple. So I want to thank you again for listening to another episode of Coffee and Pages. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And yeah, thanks for tuning in, man. You guys take it easy. Talk to you soon. Thank you.